Hello, and welcome to Color Me Healthy, a production of the Community Health Center of Buffalo. Color Me Healthy focuses on wellness for communities of color and how we can all develop a better quality of life. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Views and opinions expressed by Community Health Center employees are those of the employees and do not necessarily reflect the view of the Community Health Center or any of its officials. This program is meant to be used for general informational purposes only. While this program provides information on such topics as health and wellness, the subject matter discussed is not intended to be a substitute for seeking care and service from a health professional. In all instances, even where a guest is a licensed physician, listeners should not view the opinions and perspectives expressed on the program as medical advice.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining. I'm your host, Carl Schallhorn of Color Me Healthy. I'd like to introduce our very first guest, Carla Thomas, Director of Outreach and Marketing for the Community Health Center of Buffalo. Carla, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So, tell me about the Community Health Center of Buffalo. What's the history? Where did it begin? What are its origins?
Well, actually, the Community Health Center was established in 1999. It was born out of a 330 grant and the hard work and focus of a then county legislator by the name of Crystal D. Peoples. She has since then run through the ranks and is now a ranking member in the New York State Assembly, but continues to be very supportive of the center. I actually came on board from the very beginning in 1999 as a board member and remained on the board until 2015 when I came off the board and became the Director of Outreach and Marketing.
So there's been a lot of growth since 1999, a lot of changes.
Absolutely. We started out a one-site center, and right there at 462 Grider on the grounds of ECMC. We later expanded onto into Niagara Falls in the Miser Building. We were over there for a minute, for a good while, until we built our new facility in Niagara Falls. But I mean, over the last, I'd say 20 years, we've gone from one site to four sites. You know, as you know, right now we are in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, Lockport, and Cheektowaga. Buffalo and Niagara Falls are one-stop centers that house both adult and pediatric medical and dental care. We have just a state-of-the-art building in Niagara Falls and Buffalo as well. Behavioral health, pediatric and adult. We also have a pharmacy here in Buffalo with one coming soon, maybe next year, I think it is, in Niagara Falls. We have a urologist in our building here. Quest Labs is here. Family planning, women's services, you name it. We can take care of you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
That's amazing. So, you know, it's a remarkable how all these services can be offered one roof, under one roof. And you consider the people that we serve. How about that? I mean, who are we reaching to in the community?
Well, we're reaching out to everybody because everybody deserves quality care. Our mission, however, is very mission focused, if you will, on people who have been disenfranchised by the healthcare system. We have a significant Medicaid, Medicare population, but we also have working people. You know, we have everything from CEOs to janitors. We have everything from infants to the elderly. We just pretty much offer services and can provide services for anyone, and we do it without regard to your ability to pay. That is very important, especially in these days and times when the insurance industry is fluctuating so much on what the offerings are, on what the cost is. We can see patients without regard to pay. If you don't have any insurance and you're not Medicare or Medicaid eligible, we will still see you. We'll set you up on a sliding fee scale based on your household income and some other factors.
So, as you said, there's been a lot of success in the 20 years that the Community Health Center has been around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? Why have we been so successful?
It comes from our leadership. Dr. Lavon Ansari is our CEO, and she is a visionary. And from the time she came on board with us as the CEO, we have grown exponentially, both in physical location as well as service offerings. One of the things that's very important in our mission is offering culturally competent care. There are very diverse doctors on our staff. We have doctors who are from Africa. We have a doctor who's from Vietnam, which his practice has really grown with us because of the Vietnamese population here in Buffalo. We have husband and wife teams. We have African-American doctors and nurses and LPNs. We just really offer services to people. When they come here, they're going to at some point see somebody who looks like them. Mm. And that brings a real comfort factor to individuals who have already had a distrusting experience with healthcare providers throughout their lives.
Right. And that's so critical because when you talk about healthcare, it really does need to be a trusting environment where someone can go in and speak with their provider honestly, openly, but also know that their provider can relate to them, can understand their experience, and can therefore provide the care that's necessary, knowing maybe where that person's coming from.
Well, one of the things that Dr. Ansari has always been very careful to do in hiring staff and medical professionals is to make sure that we understand that cultural competence does not just mean color.
Mm-hmm.
It can be socioeconomic. It can be religion. It could be any number of factors that relate to the people of the communities of the city of Buffalo, Erie County, and Niagara County. And that's very important. Like what you just said, people want to be able to come somewhere where they know that they can be understood. We have extensive translation capabilities at all of our facilities, Buffalo, Niagara Falls, Lockport, and Cheektowaga. And that's very important because we're so close to Canada. We are, the last stop before people seek refuge in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a really good and diverse population of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And we have staff on board here who speak their language and can take care of them.
So this is a very special place you're telling us.
Absolutely.
So what makes it so special as far as, you know, your role and what you've seen since you've been involved since the beginning? What about you? What is your role in this been? What part have you played?
Well, like I said, I actually have been on the board since 1999. I came off the board in 2015 to become the outreach and marketing director. And so I'm pretty much like the face.
Mm-hmm.
My team and I are out in the community all the time. We're always at different events. I attend a multitude of different meetings in the community. Wherever you see me, if I'm not dressed in CHCB gear, I've got on a CHCB button on my suit, you're going to know who I am and what I represent.
Which is something that certainly is important, as you are the face, as you said, of the organization, and you're an ambassador.
Yes.
So I guess what you're saying is that whenever you're out there speaking to folks, Community Health Center is well represented.
Absolutely.
Which is important.
I'm Buffalo born and bred, so I'm very familiar with most of the institutions that make up Buffalo. I know a lot of people. In my past life, my former employment, I was in the political arena. And so I just met a multitude of people in that arena. And those connections have been very helpful in my role here as the marketing director.
Mm-hmm. And so with that said, I mean, your role has been, you know, as a board member, as the director of marketing, outreach and marketing. What do you see the future being for this organization? Of course, we are in a very interesting time. I'll just put it that way, mm-hmm. in our political landscape. What do you see the future of the CHCB federally qualified health centers? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that we're going to continue to be an asset to communities, especially communities of color. And I just see our role as one of caretaker, one that is providing not only medical and care and mental health, but also education. Communities of color have, there's no parity when it comes to communities of color and certain diseases and conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, the foods that we eat, and the way that they're prepared. Those are factors that can contribute to African Americans having higher instances of those type diseases. What we provide here, lupus, which is running rampant in the Buffalo area, is something that we take care of here. Arthritis, all different types of arthritis. Our doctors are very educated and able to take care of arthritis patients and those that have extreme cases. We have relationships with doctors and specialists who can take care of it. I mean, I see our role, number one, is one that we have to be here. Mm-hmm. And I think if we were not here, there would be a gaping hole in the health of people in communities of color.
Right, right. And one of the components we know of wellness, which is, of course, the topic of our program, Calling Me Healthy, is mental health. Mm. And it goes without saying that there's no physical health without mental health. They go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And so tell me about the integrated care services we offer here at the Community Health Center when it comes to our mental health, our behavioral health department.
Well, our behavioral health department is one that I'm very proud of because they understand, I'll say, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. When you come into our behavioral health department, one of the things that we have, that we do is to look at that hierarchy of needs and see, is there an area other than counseling that we can help you with? Mm-hmm. Whether that is housing, whether that is employment, whether it is connection to specialists, whether it's family counseling.
Right.
Our mental health professionals are outstanding in that respect. And we have all kinds of relationships and collaborations with institutions that can help with those specific areas.
Right. And I think, you know, from my own experience working in the field of mental health, there are so many factors. You know, one of the things that has been spoken about a lot recently is social determinants of health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about the poverty issues, the housing issues, food,
mm-hmm.
you know, education,
mm-hmm.
you know, the things that are frankly, I'm speaking from my own perspective here, but I believe are should be offered to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, as you said, because of the disparities that occur, not everybody gets those same opportunities.
No, and that's because every place does not recognize those needs as important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can come get a counseling session all you want to, but if you're going to leave and you don't have any food at home and you know, your gas is cut off and you can't cook and you got children that are hungry, all the counseling in the world is not going to help that if you're not able to help address those specific issues. Relationships with food pantries, relationships with housing opportunities made equal, just relationships with employers. These are all things with training centers and BETC, relationships with those types of service providers in the community help us to connect our patients to them, which helps in their overall recovery.
Mm-hmm. So for those who have just joined us, we're here with Carla Thomas, Director of Outreach and Marketing for the Community Health Center Buffalo. And we're just talking about the services offered by the Community Health Center and how what we do here impacts our community in ways that affect all eight areas of the wellness spectrum, everything from mental health to physical health, emotional, social, occupational, social, you name it. We're all across the board. And so I think, Carla, what you're really saying in a nutshell is that the services we provide are not only important, but they're essential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't disconnect good mental health from good physical health and vice versa. You got to have one in order to have the other. And so, I mean, if you're suffering from mental health issues and your doctor gives you a prescription and you are depressed and don't take it, then your physical health is going to deteriorate and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. So in the time that you've been here, and it's been a while since from the beginning, the origins of the Community Health Center, what have been some of those teachable moments that you've learned from in your experience that has helped you to promote what's done here at the Community Health Center and how people understand better what our mission is? What are some of the things that you've learned along the way?
Well, you know, I always use this as one of my favorite examples of cultural competence. There was a patient who had been discharged from the hospital with a feeding bag. And that patient went home, but no one asked if that patient had electricity.
Mm.
This didn't happen at our facility, mm-hmm. but this is what taught me the value of having this type of cultural competence in your medical facility. That patient went home, tried to get electricity from a neighbor during a snowstorm with an electrical cord, extension cord mm-hmm. that came apart during the storm. And the patient wasn't able to get sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was because the hospital that he was released from did not have the wherewithal to ask, do you have electricity?
Right.
It's just taken for granted.
Right.
Where here, these are the kind of questions that we ask our patients because they're things that we can help them with.
Mm-hmm.
During the course of the winter season, we have at least 3 HEAP outreaches. We want to make sure people have access to electricity and the ability to keep themselves and their family warm. And if that's not your concern, that probably will be something that will be lacking in your caretaking. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and the other thing is lack of electricity or food doesn't necessarily have to be just because you're poor.
Right.
It could be access.
Right.
You know, we have fruits and vegetables available here every Monday in our lobby, fresh fruits and vegetables for our patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for those who may not be aware, the HEAP program is the Housing, Energy, and Assistance Program that's operated through the county.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides another essential service for those who aren't able to afford the very high utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to choose. So what do I use? What do I use my money for? Food? I'm gonna use my money for transportation to get to my job, mm-hmm. you know, for heating. You know, they have to make these choices. And they're not easy choices.
No.
So basically, you're saying that we're able to help people to make those connections that they need to be able to live healthier and have that better quality of life that they deserve.
Exactly. That's our goal, to color our patients healthy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in the end, what we're talking about here is, you know, the name of the program is Color Me Healthy.
Yes,
and I have to get a little bit of background behind that. So we worked on this project, we developed it, and we even had a contest here for our staff. Mm-hmm. And one of our staff members, Trinetta Alston, came up with the name, and everybody loved it. We loved
yes.
it. So we have to get a shout out to Trinetta for the name. But really, that's what we're talking about here. You know, mm-hmm. healthy is, you think about healthy, you think about colors, vibrant, you know, alive. Right.
Alive.
And so when we look at wellness, you know, one of the things we want to do with this program is be solution focused. Mm-hmm. You know, while we're talking about some of the issues today that are considered to be problematic, so to speak, mm-hmm. we also want to be able to offer help and assistance to people so they know where they can go, where they can get help. And as you've been saying, Carla, a lot of this has been delivered right here through the Community Health Center so they can, you know, be better off, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, and so forth.
Absolutely. You know what? Buffalo and Erie County has the highest rate of the highest mortality rate for breast cancer in the country, not the state, in the country. In other words, more Black women are dying from breast cancer in Buffalo, New York, where we have a premier cancer mm-hmm. institute right here on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. More Black women are dying from breast cancer here than any other place in the country. And, you know, the shame of that is it's preventable.
Right.
So what the Community Health Center does in recognizing those type of needs, we have at least two mammogram events at each of our facilities every year. Mm-hmm. And that's where we, you know, we canvass our patients. We see who's eligible. We see who's due. We bring them in, schedule them, and bring the mammogram bus right here on our four sites. Mm-hmm. Where on those days, women can come in. They get their mammogram. If they like, they can schedule their annual pap on that same day and kill two birds with one stone, if you will. But that's prevention.
Right.
And breast cancer is preventable. You just really have to have someone that's on your side that's reminding you, hey, you might need to get this done. Yeah. Women 40 and over. And since breast cancer is beginning to occur at younger ages, insurance companies, legislation, they're all looking at possibly lowering that age from 40 to like 35. Mm-hmm. Because there's been a significant number of women who have contracted breast cancer that were less than 40 years old.
Yeah. And on a very personal note, my mother was a breast cancer survivor.
Mm.
She developed it. I think she's about 55. Yeah. Mm. She was 55 years old and had to have a mastectomy. Mm. Now, mind you, she was in remission. It didn't spread, thank mm-hmm. goodness. Mm-hmm. But I recall that experience of seeing her go through that. And it's talk about traumatic.
Yes.
It is very traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we know that, once again, that's another example of how a person's physical health condition mm-hmm. can affect their mental and emotional state.
Absolutely.
So whether it be cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, you know, all these conditions can really contribute to a person's, self-esteem or how they, you know, perceive themselves or simply, you know, just being able to function, right?
Yeah. Obesity is a nutrition issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have nutrition education here.
Right.
When you know what is healthy to eat and how to prepare it properly, you can reduce your chances of contracting certain diseases like hypertension,
right.
like diabetes. But, you know, you have to know better to do better.
Right.
And that's what we try to do here is to find the areas where people need to know better and where they can do better. And then we work to help make them better.
That's excellent. We're here today with Carla Thomas, Director of Outreach and Marketing for the Community Health Center Buffalo. And got some more things to talk about. So really, the whole topic or the name, Color Me Healthy, of the program, we talk about enhancing the quality of life. How do you see this? You know, this program may be helping with that. And how do you see the Community Health Center's role in improving the quality of life of the citizens of this community?
We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep building and expanding collaborative relationships with other service providers. We are going to keep marching out throughout the communities. You know, when we talk about marketing here, we're not talking about it. We put boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. We're knocking on your door, dropping flyers in your your inside your screen doors. We can't put them in the mailbox. Right. That's illegal. But I mean, we get the word out, and what we're trying to do and what we've been successful at doing is letting people know that we're here.
Right.
2019, one of the things that we've done that we haven't done in the past is we've always concentrated on mammograms, but in 2019, we are going to team up with one of our physicians and the urologist that is in our building and host a forum on prostate cancer. Mm,
very good.
Very which good. Is, you know, it's killing black men.
Yes.
Y'all will not go to the doctor right. for that examination. Right.
Well, you know how that can go. You know how that can go.
Yes.
Don't say any more about that.
Well, we want to encourage our brothers to, you know, at least endure that short period of discomfort to avoid, you know, a complete quality of life change.
Right, right. And I think the whole idea here, and you talk about, you know, your role and your department's role, it is about taking it to the community. In other words, people Absolutely. Aren't people are always going to come here.
Mm-mm.
You know, another thing we're doing, which I'm excited about that you and I are helping with and we're collaborating with some other agencies on, is a community mental health forum. And we're going to be doing some things in 2019 around that that are very exciting to take out and let people know, you know, about the importance of mental health, covering a variety of topics.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners will have to stay tuned. We'll be talking about more of that in the future. So I guess in closing, if you could just say one word that you feel would describe the Community Health Center of Buffalo, the services that are provided, what would that word be?
It would be love.
Mm.
We love our patients. Our patients love us. We're not perfect and they're not perfect. But together, what we can become is healthy. You know, early detection is the best prevention. And that's what we work towards, is giving people access to information about preventative methodologies that will possibly save their life. And that's not being done everywhere. You call up, you make a doctor's appointment, you go see the doctor, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we may pass you from one department to the other department to the other department until you're taken care of, again, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We actually have a new physical therapy unit that we're going to be opening up in January, which is, you know, that is absolutely unheard of for an FQHC, a federally qualified health center.
Wow.
That's pretty good. We must be doing something right.
Yeah, yeah. So really what it boils down to, like you said, is love of community, love of caring, mm-hmm. compassion, you know, because that's really what it comes down to, is caring about the people you serve.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't just about billing hours or all that business. Because, you know, frankly, you know, we are an organization that is community minded,
mm-hmm.
you know, mission driven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes from the place of love, as you said. So I totally agree with that. And I think, you know, as we go forward, we'll continue that mission. And so I want to thank you, my guest, Carla mm-hmm. Thomas from the Community Health Center of Buffalo, the Director of Outreach and Marketing, for being here on Color Me Healthy. I'm Carl Schallhorn, your host. We look forward to see you next time, and be well.